from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Continuing the acknowledgement of Prince on this show, and the first day that Purple Rain hit the number one spot on the charts and lasted 24 weeks, we're just going to throw some more stuff out there. And again, I just want to think of Prince, you know, it's like there's so many great videos out there. Play that funky music, white boy, if you've not seen his live version of that and the people who he has on stage with him, it's worth the 10 minutes. Of a watch there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend morning, Saturdays and Sundays. And a guy we haven't had on a little bit here, but as we bring on Miles Garrett, Fox 5, I have to congratulate him, Sam.
Okay.
Because you know that Miles, one of the ways I met Miles, I literally met Miles on set. For those who don't know the backstory, I met Miles on set of a movie that we were filming that was being filmed here called Fantasy Football. It's on Nickelodeon now.
Okay.
And it was about, you know, the old story that you have the veteran running back who's being pushed out by the young guy coming up. And the established guy has got a family and he's traveled with a bunch of teams there. Well, anyway, Miles and I were both hired with other people to be anchors. And I got bumped out of the movie with the woman who I did the anchor with, and there's a reason behind that, but that's okay. I'm cool with it. But Miles was in the movie. He didn't have an agent. He got chosen because he's a good-looking dude on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And that happens all the time. You know, from Monica Pearson, no, she's not a good-looking dude, but I'm saying she's local here.
Yeah,
somebody saw her years back. She's been in a bunch of movies just because she was seen here on TV. Well, that's how Miles got on, but he dipped his toe in the show business, and he wanted to continue because there's nothing like getting mailbox money. Right. So Miles and I had been talking, and next thing you know, I gave him some tips and who to call here and there. And as we welcome Miles on, can you break the news of what happened to you since we have talked to you last?
I now have a acting representation here. So me and you both, man, we're both men of cinema.
He's got an agent, and not only does he have an agent, he has the agent that I had, my first agent.
Whoa.
Houghton Talent. He's with them, with Misty. Houghton and her crew of people who will do a great job with Miles. And you are
following in the footsteps of greatness here.
Yeah, man. No, you're in the lane because you know. And the best part about it is you ain't competing with me or vice versa. we will not be.
Never wanted to.
No, we're not competing, man. Anyway, how have you been? And life's treating you well. And football season's around the corner. So you've been kind of busy, right?
Very busy, very busy. Yeah, I actually have a flight to Miami tomorrow. I'm going to be down in the South Beach area for Falcons practices this week. So it's all getting started.
Fantastic, man. Thoughts about what you've seen so far? And I know Coach Ryan Morris promised a kind of a slow, gradual build up with this camp. And we already know certain players we're not going to see. Well, our quarterback, we won't get to see in preseason games. But you get a chance to see them all face some different competition this week. That has to be something that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, it's always good to see these guys line up against a different team. And of course, they're very excited about that too. But obviously, you know, the elephant in the room, you're not going to see Kirk Cousins play most likely. He revealed that in his press conference just a few days ago. And I think that's pretty, you know, it's kind of a smart move. You know, you want to ease him back into the quarterback play. I think it was funny. You saw him mic'd up not too long ago. He started jogging down the field. And I think Raheem and some of the other guys were like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, be careful on this thing. You know, we want to make sure you're all good to go. And I think he is good to go. You know, he got, put on his butt a couple times at Mercedes-Benz Stadium the other day. And I think that's a good sign that, you know, he is almost just about pretty much ready to for full contact type stuff. But, you know, it's going to be good to see guys like Michael Penix, obviously. You know, you spend a first-round pick on the guy, and hopefully you kind of give him the reins in the preseason as far as quarterback play is concerned, because you obviously know what Taylor Heinicke can do there. So let's see what the new guy can do. So I think it's going to be exciting for Falcons fans to see what he can do, number nine back there in the pocket. And obviously there are plenty of other positions of need to see. So it's going to be good to see those guys get some game action this week.
Miles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You were there last year. You're here again this year. Any difference so far? And I realize there's not much of a sample size, but any difference between an Arthur Smith camp and what you're seeing right now?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So it's funny, I actually did a story on this just a few days ago, kind of talking about how the vibes are just very different. And it's something that I've noticed at practice. It seems like the players and the coaches appear, again, I don't know if it's true, and you ask the guys this and they give you their answers. You don't know if, you know, they put an element of politics in it. Of course, we asked Terry Fontenot the same thing. But they just seem a lot closer, the players and the coaches. And I don't know what that is. Maybe it's the Raheem Morris effect. He is very much a players type coach, but the guys he brought in too, I mean, a lot of different position coaches like TJ Yates, Zach Robinson, guys who have also played the game for a long time. We talked to those players and they kind of reiterated that statement about, you know, just they want to play for each other. We talked to Kirk Cousins. He talked about, you know, sometimes they have the rookies present PowerPoint presentations of their favorite conspiracy theory. And it's a fun little team bonding exercise these guys do sometimes, but it's good. I mean, outside of the overall play, I think the quarterback play has been one of the most obvious things, you know, comparing a Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke camp to a Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins camp have been almost night and day as far as, you know, what we're seeing, completed passes, you know, just the offensive system. The schemes definitely look a lot different. There's a lot more motions, maybe more obviously, you know, it goes without saying it is more similar to what we saw from the Los Angeles Rams, obviously the Zach Robinson effect, but it looks a lot crisper, which is obviously something good that you want as a Falcons fan. And that's definitely something I've noticed the past couple of weeks.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Miles Garrett from Fox 5. He is social. You can always find him at Miles Garrett TV at Miles Garrett TV, talking about the passing game. That's what we're looking forward to seeing. I want to see this offensive line kind of, you know, be balanced and do what they do for the run game so very well. Bring that to the passing game. That's been an area, obviously, you want to shore up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that this team has really missed for the last few seasons with Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke and Marcus Mariota, however you want to say it. But it's been almost, I hate to call it so obvious when you look out there on the field and watch these guys play, but it really is. Just seeing the balls, the anticipation, the pocket presence of guys like Kirk Cousins, and then you see the arm strength and the touch of Michael Penix Jr. It's something that we didn't see. And, you know, there are videos out there on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, of kind of seeing the difference between last year's camp as far as throws. One guy that I think has really benefited the most from this, and I tweeted about it a couple days ago, is Kyle Pitts. And, you know, obviously he was dealing with the recovery from his knee injury last year, but I talked about how this is the best camp I've seen him play, and I think quarterback play has had a lot to do with it. The ball is getting to him where it needs to be. He's able to make the plays that he's able to make, you know, getting these jump balls, but the balls are also getting to him where they need to be. You know, they're utilizing his size and his speed to really get him involved, and Drake London really too, but Kyle Pitts is a guy that I've definitely noticed and has stood out to me as far as this offense getting to where it needs to be to get him the ball and put up the numbers that I think he can put up.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're talking about that as far as the Falcons getting set to go on this trip. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball now. We want to see another cornerback get established to go back there with A.J. Terrell. That's something else we're going to be watching for as they work out with the Dolphins and then play the game this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think early on it was looking like Clark Phillips was going to be that guy. It might end up being Mike Hughes at this point. We've been kind of monitoring that battle for some time now, but it's looking like Mike Hughes might end up winning that job. Again, it looked like Clark Phillips was going to be that guy. But again, it's another area that we had some questions going into this training camp and still may, you know, at the end of the day. I think another area in the secondary that we thought, you know, might be a different starter was safety, which was obviously not Jesse Bates. I think it's safe to say he's going to be a starter. But the other safety position, it looks like DeMarco Helms was going to be your starter coming into this year. And I think towards the beginning of camp, he was taking first-team reps. But right now, it looks like Richie Grant is winning that battle. And obviously, you want to see a little bit more out of Richie Grant. I think he's left some things to be desired out there on the field since he was drafted in the second round a few years ago. But he appears to be having a good camp, according to Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator. He's liked what he's seen from them. So Richie Grant and Mike Hughes talking there. But it's definitely a spot that we're going to have to see, you know, what works here in the preseason, because I think the depth issue on this defense has been a concern, and maybe outside of the linebacking core, because I think that spot has sort of the deepest area there. But I think the secondary is, you know, you're kind of questioning the depth there with Micah Abernathy, Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips, D. Alford. You know, outside of those guys, you're kind of, I don't want to call it, you know, poor there, but, you know, you don't really know. It's a lot of unproven guys. A.J. Terrell's backup, Kevin King, Jaden Price, some rookies there. So you definitely want to see what you're working with here in the preseason and get those guys some reps.
All right. Hey, Miles, you doing all right?
No, I'm doing great.
Okay, just want to get y'all, you know, just, I didn't ask you that off the beginning, so I want to make sure you're having a good weekend so far. Everything's going good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing fine. This is what we do. We're just sitting in the barbershop. Don't worry. We'll edit all this stuff out of the interview. Nobody will hear it.
Of course.
Listen, we're skipping over the main thing that everybody's looking forward to watching as this season approaches, and I want to get your take as you've been out there in camp and seeing them practice. What's going on with the kickoff and how they looking?
So it's funny, we asked them about that too, and honestly, it was kind of funny. They seemed a little unsure about it too, just as far as kind of seeing how it would actually work in a game. Obviously, they're practicing it. Ray McLeod seems to be the main guy that is going to be returning these kicks. Avery Williams as well. We've seen what he's been able to do in the past, but it seems like those two guys are going to be the returners. But I don't think these guys are truly going to understand, you know, what this is until it actually happens. We saw it in the Hall of Fame game just a few days ago, and we've seen it already, and I'm not sure if it was the XFL or the USFL, UFL. I might have to get corrected on that. I'm not sure which one they're actually taking that from, but I think these guys are kind of figuring out as it goes as well, because it's very new for them too. They've never had it, whether that was the college ranks or high school or the NFL, this is very new. So I think they won't really know until the game happens this week against Miami, when Ray McLeod is out back there returning kicks. So I think they may figure it out when we do.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. So, okay, you're going to Florida. You're going to be covering the team. The team's not going to be going 24/7. Yeah, I mean, you got a favorite place to go grab your bite or something while you're there? Yeah. Well,
you're going to cross Ocean Boulevard and hang out on the beach.
Well, I don't know if he's going to do that or not. He's down there to work. This is a work trip, Greg.
Well, you just said he ain't going to be playing all the time. You just told him he's going to have some off time. Well, but go ahead. Where are you going to eat at?
Oh, man, I'm not sure yet. This is only the second time I've been to Miami. I was down there for the Orange Bowl back in January. So very open to some recommendations here. Did not have a whole lot of time to kind of take on the town last time. So have a couple off days I'm able to spend this week there. So certainly open to some recs.
Uh-oh.
I got two suggestions. You have one?
I'm just asking.
Well, it depends on if he's got a little bit of coin, he wants to be in a nice place. I recommend Red Snapper. I think it's called Red Snapper.
Red Snapper?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. It's on Key Biscayne. And you can look the view from there. I mean, okay. It ain't crazy expensive. We're not talking, you know, like one of the top places here in Atlanta. But it's a nice restaurant, and the location of it gives you a great view of South Beach. And you time it properly, you can see some cruise ship heading down the causeway out.
Okay.
That's one. But if you really want to experience Miami, you take an Uber into town, you get off on Biscayne Boulevard in Collins, and you just go up one side. And down. You know what Peachtree looks like down there by Underground and all them shops?
Yeah.
That's what Collins.
Tweet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think early on it was looking like Clark Phillips was going to be that guy. It might end up being Mike Hughes at this point. We've been kind of monitoring that battle for some time now, but it's looking like Mike Hughes might end up winning that job. It looked like Clark Phillips was going to be that guy. But, again, it's another area that we had some questions going into this training camp and still may, you know, at the end of the day. I think another area in the secondary that we thought, you know, might be a different starter was safety, which was obviously not Jesse Bates. I think it's safe to say he's going to be a starter. But the other safety position, it looked like DeMarco Helms was going to be your starter coming into this year. And I think towards the beginning of camp, he was taking first-team reps. But right now, it looks like Richie Grant is winning that battle. And obviously, you want to see a little bit more out of Richie Grant. I think he's left some things to be desired out there on the field since he was drafted in the second round a few years ago. But he appears to be having a good camp, according to Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator. He's liked what he's seen from them. So Richie Grant and Mike Hughes talking there. But it's definitely a spot that we're going to have to see, you know, what works here in the preseason, because I think the depth issue on this defense has been a concern, and maybe outside of the linebacking core, because I think that spot has sort of the deepest area there. But I think the secondary is, you know, you're kind of questioning the depth there with Micah Abernathy, Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips, D. Alford. You know, outside of those guys, you're kind of, I don't want to call it, you know, poor there, but, you know, you don't really know. It's a lot of unproven guys. A.J. Terrell's backup, Kevin King, Jaden Price, some rookies there. So you definitely want to see what you're working with here in the preseason and get those guys some reps.
All right. Hey, Miles, you doing all right?
No, I'm doing great.
Okay, just want to get you all, you know, just, I didn't ask you that off the beginning, so I want to make sure you're having a good weekend so far. Everything's going good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing fine. This is what we do. We're just sitting in the barbershop. Don't worry. We'll edit all this stuff out of the interview. Nobody will hear it.
Of course.
Listen, we're skipping over the main thing that everybody's looking forward to watching as this season approaches, and I want to get your take as you've been out there in camp and seeing them practice. What's going on with the kickoff and how are they looking?
So it's funny, we asked them about that too, and honestly, it was kind of funny. They seemed a little unsure about it too, just as far as kind of seeing how it would actually work in a game. Obviously, they're practicing it. Ray McLeod seems to be the main guy that is going to be returning these kicks. Avery Williams as well. We've seen what he's been able to do in the past, but it seems like those two guys are going to be the returners. But I don't think these guys are truly going to understand, you know, what this is until it actually happens. We saw it in the Hall of Fame game just a few days ago, and we've seen it already, and I'm not sure if it was the XFL or the USFL, UFL. I might have to get corrected on that. I'm not sure which one they're actually taking that from, but I think these guys are kind of figuring out as it goes as well, because it's very new for them too. They've never had it, whether that was the college ranks or high school or the NFL, this is very new. So I think they won't really know until the game happens this week against Miami, when Ray McLeod is out back there returning kicks. So I think they may figure it out when we do.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. So, okay, you're going to Florida. You're going to be covering the team. The team's not going to be going 24/7. Yeah, I mean, you got a favorite place to go grab your bite or something while you're there? Yeah. Well,
he's going to cross Ocean Boulevard and hang out on a beach.
Well, I don't know if he's going to do that or not. He's down there to work. This is a work trip, Greg.
Well, you just said he ain't going to be playing all the time. You just told him he's going to have some off time. But go ahead. Where are you going to eat at?
Oh, man, I'm not sure yet. This is only the second time I've been to Miami. I was down there for the Orange Bowl back in January. So very open to some recommendations here. Did not have a whole lot of time to kind of take on the town last time. So I have a couple off days I'm able to spend this week there. So certainly open to some recs.
Uh-oh.
I got two suggestions. You have one?
I'm just asking.
Well, it depends on if he's got a little bit of coin, he wants to be in a nice place, I recommend Red Snapper. I think it's called Red Snapper.
Red Snapper?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. It's on Key Biscayne. And you can look the view from there. I mean, okay. It ain't crazy expensive. We're not talking, you know, like one of the top places here in Atlanta. But it's a nice restaurant, and the location of it gives you a great view of South Beach. And you time it properly, you can see some cruise ship heading down the causeway out.
Okay.
That's one. But if you really want to experience Miami, you take an Uber into town, you get off on Biscayne Boulevard in Collins, and you just go up one side. And down. You know what Peachtree looks like down there by Underground and all them shops?
Yeah.
That's what Collins Boulevard in Miami, if it is the way it was when I was there. I still have a little 13-inch TV I bought from there at some shop for like $20. It has lasted to 2024. I don't use it anymore, but it was. I had it on the ship. I had it at two of my apartments. I watched the Super Bowl on it when I first moved here. But it's one of those places where you can get inexpensive goods and services. You want to get some good shoes.
Electronics and stuff.
Electronics.
Like that.
You want to get some stuff that, you know, it may be knockoff, but it looks nice. I'm just saying, it's an experience to go to Collins Boulevard. So those are my two recommendations. And then just that whole area walking around, you'd be cool.
Good. Okay. I'm going down with Victor Prieto, who's a Miami man himself. So I will
Bring somebody with you.
Use his recommendations. I'll get you to text that to me.
All right, man. All right. Miles, as always, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Miles.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure talking to y'all.
Have a safe trip. We'll talk
travels,
to you next
man.
Week, buddy.
Safe travels.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.